Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We're going to be moving on to Roy Schumann. And Roy is going to be talking about salvation is from the Jews. This will be very, very interesting. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Salvation is from the Jews. The role of Judaism in salvation history from Abraham to the second coming. Wow, that's exciting. Anyway, Mr. Schumann he grew up studying Judaism under the most prominent rabbis in America. And after serving, or after receiving a BS at MIT and an MBA from Harvard Business School, he taught at Harvard. And he is a prominent writer today. And this book about Judaism traces the role of Judaism and the Jewish people in God's plan for the salvation of mankind. And what better time to bring Mr. Schumann on the show than now, and to talk about, he's also written an article on the Passion of the Christ. So we're going to have an exciting half hour here. Welcome to the show, Mr. Schumann.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on, Doctor.
I know you're a traveler. I was talking with the agent, and you were gone, I think, up to Wednesday, wasn't it?
That's right. I was at a monastery in France for Holy Week and Easter.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, that was wonderful.
It was a wonderful experience.
That was wonderful. Well, you know, this is, I have the book in front of me, and this, the salvation is from the Jews. And it is so revealing, and it is so beautiful, but it also is very, very insightful as far as you're concerned. Now, tell me, how did you happen to write this book?
Well, really, the start of the answer to that question is, as you said in your introduction, I was a fairly devout and very involved Jew growing up. The last thing I was interested in was Christianity. The last person, so to speak, I wanted to have anything to do with was Jesus Christ. I had you know, quite a aversion to the idea of Christianity. And our Lord and Savior, in His goodness, reached out to me and showed me the truth of who He was. And, you know, I responded by falling in love with Him, so to speak, and enthusiastically becoming Christian and understanding the role of the Catholic Church and therefore becoming Catholic. So in some sense, I came to write the book because I had the great privilege of being able to write this book, and it was in some sense, on another level, an expression of myself and my own journey.
You know, you wrote a review of Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ called Caught in the Crossfire.
That's right.
And you say, it seems odd that today's self-appointed arbiters of public morality are eager to canonize sodomy as a fundamental human right and to defend the display of drug-smeared Madonna.
Dung-smeared.
Dung-smeared Madonna at public expense as a heroic exercise of First Amendment rights. And, you know, you go on as far as, could you discuss this review? Because it ties in, I think, with your beliefs and everything. You know, it's just what brings much of this together.
Sure. It also, obviously, the review is revolves around the charges of anti-Semitism against Mel Gibson and his movie. And the basic thrust, the reason that review starts out that way, is if you look at the opposition to Gibson's movie, it seems pretty clear to me that the fury behind the opposition is basically coming from hatred of the idea that Christianity may be true, and hatred of the person of Jesus as the Messiah. And that's why you have the very same people using various excuses in the different situations, but the same people defending sodomy and defending these horrible blasphemies, and yet saying the movie is somehow too pornographic or too violent to be allowed on the screen. It doesn't make any sense, except the fact that if you look behind the veil, so to speak, they're fighting the same battle in both cases, which is, you know, for the enemy of salvation.
Were you an Orthodox Jew?
I was what's called a conservative Jew. Okay. That is the middle road of the three major trends in American Jewry.
Right. Well, you know, it seems so interesting to me as, you know, I have many, many Jewish friends, and in my background, I have Jewish blood as well. And but I talk to various people, and it seems as though in the Catholic Church, as in Protestant religions, and also as far as Judaism is concerned, the more conservative Jews, more conservative Catholics, are crazy about the Passion of the Christ. They love it. They love it. They internalize it. Yet more liberal types of individuals won't even go to the film.
That's definitely true. But there's another dimension to that too, which has to do with the, in some sense, the nature of being Jewish, which is since Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, and since Jesus, as he said over and over again in the Gospels, you know, came first for the lost sheep of Israel, for a Jew to live in a Christian culture and not seriously weigh the claims of Christianity and of who Jesus was, he has to build up a kind of defensive posture against the possibility that Christianity might be true. The image I had at the time when I had a theophany of God and it became clear to me who Jesus was, the image I had was to be a Jew in some sense is to be in the bedroom of your house with the door shut and all of the furniture piled against the door to keep it from being opened by that gentle knocking on the other side. You understand the image? So there's a sense in which it's in the almost in the nature of being Jewish nowadays to have this defensive, almost like counter-aggression against the claims of Christianity. That's because some of the Jews who were very opposed to the Passion were Orthodox, you know, like the Jews involved in the Anti-Defamation League. And I think that's where it was coming from. I mean, basically, Jesus is trying to get through to all of our hearts. And over a half a lifetime or decades of resisting that gentle call, one does develop a kind of aggressive defensiveness towards it.
Well, then, who do you see in the Jewish faith that really, I won't say enjoyed the film, but who appreciated it and got the most out of it?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think that again, that would be essentially secure devout Jews, if you will. I mean, in other words, devout Jews who, you know, don't have a, you know, don't feel the need to perhaps overreact in a kind of defensiveness against the truths of Christianity. But I'm not sure, you know, what the percentages are. I know how I would have reacted before my conversion, and I would have been in the anti-camp. There's no question about it.
Is that right?
That is absolutely true. To see Christianity through, first of all, my parents are Holocaust refugees. I was brought.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is a great interview, and we're talking to Roy Schumann, and we're going to be talking about salvation, is from the Jews, and he has also written an excellent article on the Passion of the Christ. And one of the points that you bring up in the second page of the article is you're talking about the accusation of anti-Semitism. Address that, please.
Sure. By the way, I'm very grateful to have come on after Mark Shea, I was able to hear a bit of it, and it's of course a perfect introduction to this topic. The movie does a great job of showing how Jewish Jesus was, how Jewish the entire story of salvation at the time of Jesus essentially was. As Mark pointed out, Mel Gibson cuts between the approach of the crucifixion and Jesus at the Last Supper, which is a Passover Seder, as is visible in the movie, and very dramatically shows, of course, that the first Mass, the first Mass is linked to the sacrifice of Christ, which is in turn, the first Mass is also a Passover Seder. So one sees how the fulfillment of salvation through Christ flows naturally from the Jewish role in salvation history up to that point, culminating in that final Seder, which is also the first Mass. I think that one of the reasons for the charge of anti-Semitism against the movie is, in some sense, precisely because the movie does show how Jewish Jesus was and how Jewish Christianity is. Because the problem is that intrinsically, either Judaism can be right or Christianity can be right, but they can't both be right if you don't look at, like, who I am and who you are and what's right for me and what's right for you. But if you look at who Jesus is, either Jesus was the incarnation of God, in which case Judaism is the greatest religion in the world, which changed and became Christianity, essentially, after the incarnation of God, or Jesus wasn't the incarnation of God, in which case Christianity is kind of an incorrect, heretical offshoot of Judaism. But they can't both simultaneously, have validity today. And I think that the mere fact that the movie confronts that issue in the very Jewishness of the setting is one of the things that has inspired some of the truths of anti-Semitism.
Interesting. So it really has nothing to do with the rabbis and whatever, but with the
film puts people in the uncomfortable situation of recognizing that Judaism and Christianity are one and the same religion. It was called Judaism before God incarnated as the Jewish Messiah, as man, and was called Christianity afterwards. They're not two separate parallel religions. They're the same religion divided sequentially at a certain point in time.
That's beautiful. I'm proud of both my heritages.
As well you should be.
As well we should be. And I'm sure you feel the same.
What a privilege to be related by blood to the Messiah and to be in his communion by the Eucharist and by faith.
Right. Now, what about the charges that the movie is goes against some of the guys and is unhistorical?
I don't think there even is a charge that the movie goes against the Gospels. It goes beyond the Gospels in the sense that it fills in some of the, fills in scenes that aren't explicitly in the Gospels, but it doesn't fill in anything, it doesn't have anything which contradicts the Gospels. It just adds to them, and obviously, if you're going to describe, the life and ministry of Jesus in, 20 pages or whatever one of the Gospels amounts to, 30 pages, there's going to be a lot left out. It seems to be the role of art to fill in, fill in the gaps. It doesn't seem to be illegitimate in any sense.
Very good. And I just thought this, let's go from the article to your book. And when we're talking about the Passion of Christ and we're talking about some of the terrible things that were happening to Christ, pain and that suffering for us, you and me.
That was the cost of our salvation, and he lovingly and gratefully bore it. There's a beautiful scene in the movie. By the way, many of the scenes in the movie, which are not in the Gospels themselves, come from the visions of saints. And one of those scenes, which comes from the visions of Anne Catherine Emmerich, blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, as of this summer, is Jesus kneeling and lovingly kissing the cross just before taking it up, like a priest kisses the altar, because it's the altar on which he's offering the sacrifice of himself, gratefully. And in her visions, he's heard praying thanksgiving to God the Father for allowing him to redeem mankind this way.
You know, you put it beautifully. You also tie in your book, the salvation is from the Jews. Salvation is from the Jews.
Right. I would never have the nerve, by the way, to say that. I can only say that because those words come straight from Jesus' mouth in John 4:22. In case anyone thinks, who's this arrogant so-and-so who has the nerve to say salvation from the Jews, the answer is it's Jesus. Take it up with him.
You don't have a degree, do you?
No, I don't.
I think you would do very well in court of law.
Thank you. Let me also just say quickly, because you referenced that article and you referenced the book, if any of your listeners would like to read the article, they can go to my website. It's www.salvationisfromthejews.com. They can find out all about me. They can read my conversion story. They can, you know, read things from the book and about the book, and they can also read that article.
I wanted to ask you, you brought up an excellent point. I wanted to ask you, where can people get copies of your fine book?
My book is published by Ignatius Press, which is probably the number one Catholic publisher in the country. It's in every, it's in the mass market, most of the mass merchandise in bookstores like Barnes & Noble. It's in all the, you know, Catholic Christian bookstores, certainly at the places like Amazon.com. It's at Ignatius.com, and there are links to all those places on my site.
Terrific. We're going to be right back. An outstanding book called Is From the Jews, and it is a book that everyone has. Some of the areas that he addresses in depth in the book include the Messianic prophecies in the very anti-Christian roots of Nazi anti-Semitism, the links between Nazism and Arab anti-Semitism, the theological insights of well-known Jewish converts, and the role of the Jews in the Second Coming. I mean, these are all really hot points and very outstanding concept that you developed.
Thank you. I think that if anyone is interested in the second half of salvation history, in other words, between the coming of the Messiah and the second coming, and would like to understand how that is to unfold and where we in that process, I think the Jews provide a really good key to understanding and unlocking that mystery. Just like the Jews had a role in salvation history until the coming of the Messiah, they also have a role that's clear from St. Paul between the first coming of the Messiah and the second coming. And by looking at what is going on with the Jews, including, as you pointed out in your introduction, the Holocaust, where the Holocaust might fit in God's economy of salvation, how it might fit in divine providence in his plan, what it might tell us about where we are in the on the time clock between the first coming and the second coming, the foundation of the state of Israel, where that might fit in biblical prophecies and what that might have to say about where we are with respect to the second coming, what the role of Islam and the reemergence of military Islam might be now, how that might all tie in, and the conversion of the Jews themselves, because that's also prophesied by St. Paul as immediately preceding the second coming. I think the way to understand the second coming is to look at what's going on with the Jews.
Okay, now Roy, tell people again where they can get copies of this book.
Ignatius Press has an 800 number, which I wish I knew offhand, but I don't. It certainly has a website, which is ignatius.com. It's the book's on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble and all the bookstores. It's in most of the Christian bookstores. And the easiest way to find out all of this stuff is to go to www.salvationisfromthejews.com. They can find out a wealth of other information about the book. They can read my, frankly, miraculous conversion story. And they can read the article that you referenced, things about Mel Gibson's Passion, all sorts of other related material.
That is terrific. We only have a very, very short time. I'd love to have you back again sometime and talk about some of these, just an individual chapter. You could speak a whole period on just one of these chapters and the Judaism, the ideological foundations of Nazism, or the Judaism and the Holocaust. I mean, that has tremendous, tremendous import for today.
I agree, and I think that it really unlocks, if you want to understand how God works, sort of the evolution of humanity until the second coming, I think that mystery is really unlocked by looking at how he's worked with the Jews.
Well, you have tremendous insight as far as your book is concerned and how you develop some of these concepts. It gave me a greater appreciation of Nazism and also heritage.
Wonderful.
Out there, there are many people who are listening who have a Jewish background. Get this book. Catholic, Protestant, whoever you might be, Mohammedan, whoever you might be, get a copy of this book. Roy S. J. Roy S. J.